But lots of
explanation.
Lots of devotees have made separate explanations.
Yes.
Separate meaning.
Yes.
Then those who hear all these meanings, they think that Vyasadeva has knowing, he has used this word in so many meanings. But I think that actually he wrote in one sense what he thought. But now we take so many meanings. So he's telling that you are telling your words have so many meanings. But I always speak for one meaning. But learned persons like him, they may discover so many meanings.
But you told us that in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur would pray to each word, and that so much meaning was there. Mm. So it must also be an original text.
When Srimati Radhika or Krishna are talking together, thinking so many meanings, they have used the words are one. I love you. Srimati Radhika or Krishna told. When they were talking, they are thinking that this word, I am using this word in so many senses, so many meanings, are in one. I think one. And then those who are
explaining,
they are thinking this mood, and become so pleased, happy.
But there's one thing you did not mention.
What? That?
Just now. And that is that the intelligence to find different meanings from your words comes from your mercy.
No. It comes from his heart, and he's so learned person.
Actually, so I was just listening to him. He was.
Oh, then it may come from Giriraj. He's so merciful.
Maharaj, you said if someone directly says, I love you, then it's like camphor at a doorway and the wind blows it away.
I used only for example. Not seriously. Certainly, if I love you, I tell, then it means that I am lessening my mood. Then?
You wanted to see what you spoke 2 days ago.
Where is Navadvip?
We can ask
him. He's teaching.
He has taken a letter from me. I have dictated.
Oh, Krishna Balaram.
I wanted to see that letter and correct something, if it is so pinching or anything.
We'll stop at his
classroom.
We'll stop at his classroom and ask him to see
us. When he has time, he may come. I don't want to become so...
You don't want to hurt his... You don't want to hurt him.
Hurt him, not. What I have told, I have told.
I know. Make him feel something.
Not so harsh. Harsh. What is this?
This is what you spoke 2 days ago. Oh. Yesterday, you asked Shanti to show you this so you could see how to continue.
Oh. Anyone can read?
Loud?
I will see. Here.
Vilap Kusamanjali.
Don't. It.
Yes.
New
yes,
story.
Yes.
Which I. There is something. Something in this. What this story? I have to. You should read this. Not this.
Okay.
I remember this. Not. Kusamanjali has. দাঁড়া না তুই তুই আমাকে ডিস্টার্ব করিস না, তোমরা চুপচাপ শোনো, একদম চুপ ভূত হয়ে। What I was telling?
That here Srimati Radhika is in Swadin Bhatrika, and therefore Rupa Manjari and...
Rupa Manjari no.
Rati, Tulsi Manjari.
Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari is calling Harsu Mukhi.
Ah.
In Swadin Bhatrika, she is so, so pleased, Srimati Radhika. Her eyes, what?
Eyebrows.
Eyes are in full pleasure, as full moon.
Beams.
And at that time, she can give anything, any mercy.
Yes.
That is why he is telling Sumukhi.
Yeah.
And up to this, I am explaining why he has called Sumukhi. So, anywhere here, add this. Very good explanation.
Yes. It is done.
It is done?
It will
miracle.
Be done.
Miracle. I will not give you until he will not give. I will take hold this thing. Here he told, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari is reminding. It is coming in Sphurti.
Yes.
Something somewhere added. Huh.
Yes.
Then?
You have called Devata, demigod, and he came.
Excuse me, when he says something, can you just write the one word there so she knows where to add it? Whenever he says, write it there, wherever he's interrupting you.
Okay. You have called some devata, demigod, and he came. You worshipped and then left everything there outside. You have brought him from Mandir, put him on a throne here, and you have done archan, puja and arti, everything. Now you should clean up after this puja and throw all these things away from here.
They are hearing for so many... When he was coming, and Krishna has so many moods, he at once embraced Radhika. And her kumkum from breast came to Krishna's breast. And now that kumkum, that is what?
Alta.
Alta, no Alta. Kumkum, churna, patavas, parag.
Powder.
Powder. Like lotus parag was in the breast of Srimati Radhika. It came to the breast of Krishna. And because Krishna was at that time, sweats were coming.
Yes.
So they were...
It mixed.
Mixed and became like...
Paste.
Paste. And at this time, when Krishna... Krishna took the again feet of Srimati Radhika, sometimes here, sometimes here. Then that kumkum of Srimati Radhika, which was in Krishna breast, it came in the
feet of Srimati Radhika.
Left, outer, on the
not outer, that parag. Parag, kumkum, came in the feet of Srimati Radhika. When these Manjaris were laughing and joking. This time Srimati Radhika laughing and gave it to Rati Manjari.
How she did?
How she did?
I have not understood.
Then at that time she became more pleased. And at once she came, she was so much overjoyed. And at that time she was thinking that Srimati Radhika, this feet has come to my head. And I am so much lucky, my head is so lucky. But at the same time, his antardasa went on. And now he is weeping, began to weep, rolling on the Radha Kund, bank of the Radha Kund, and weeping and loudly lamenting. The Tashu began to tear, began to came from her eyes. And now he is in a mood that she is feeling more separation. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī and Baladeva Vidyābhūṣaṇa are explaining this thing. When a person, a sadhak, comes from, descends from antardasa to vahya dasa, he remembers deeply about what he has seen in his antardasa. Remembering so much, so much utkantha comes, eagerness comes, and at the same time he becomes so deenhin. Radha Krishna pastime is so high, even not to be found by Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Uddhav, and I am so fallen. So Krishna mercy and Radha mercy is so high and their pastime, and I am so much fallen. How can I have? But greed is such a thing that he does not leave the hope and utkantha for having that thing. So in lamentation, he begins to weep and to tell that, O Swamini, I am so wretched, I am so deenhin, but I have only hope that you are so much merciful. Even merciful than Krishna. And having this utkantha and this mood, I am only keeping my life. One day you will surely have mercy upon me. So here, he is weeping and telling all these things in his bahya dasa. Here, one thing to explain, I have explained Sumukhi word. Here also I want to explain the word. Rajat parag patavas vibhushanena. I explain charana charanam bujat, charana charanam bujat rajat parag, that the parag was of Srimati Radhika. It came into the breast of Krishna, and from breast it came again in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And again from this feet of Radhika, it came in the head of Tulsi Manjari. And it was like an ornament. We remember this thing from Purna Pulinda Uragaya Padabjaraga Se Kunkumena Daitastana Manditena Paddarsana Smararu Jatina Rushitena Lepyanta Ananti Kuchau Jahustadadhi. Remember this
slope?
Yes. About in same line, but it was with Radhika.
Yes.
And it is for a sadhak and siddha like Raghunath Das Goswami, a sakhi. This is slow, Bilap Kusmanjali. There we see that Purna Pulind Urgaya Padab Jaraga, Padab Jarag, here also Parag, similarity. And Padab Jarag was actually Kunkum from Srimati Radhika, Sriyanga. And it came from the feet of Krishna. Srimati Radhika here, taken the feet of Krishna here. And then it came to the grass. And there, Oshbindu,
dew.
Not sweat, but...
Yes, the dew. Early morning dew.
Wetted that kumkum and it was on grass. And Pulindi Kanya came and took all these dust and parag, kumkum, which are like a
paste,
and took up her mouth and everywhere and gave up her pap from heart. But actually, this was from Radhika. Here also, this parag patavas are the same thing, churna patavas, like rose or kamal, lotus, parag, dust, like kumkum, kashmir, and other things, which Srimati Radhika or all gopis get these things. So it was like a alankar of Tulasi. And now she is so much proud. That parag of Radhika mixing with Krishna came in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and it came for my
head. To decorate my head.
My head. And she was so. But at the same time, when he began to see it, where it is or not, he came in Bahia and began to beloved like so. So now he is seeing, telling, that Swapne Api King Sumukhi, O Sumukhi, O Swadhin Bhartrika Devi, you are so cheerful. So I think that you will be merciful to me. I know that I am so wretched, I am so dinhin,
fallen.
So I cannot have in direct sakshat. There are three stages. Sakshat, sambhog, milan, meeting sakshat, in swapna and in spurti. Spurti means no Krishna, no nothing, but yet there is spurti when it is in very, very separation, vipralam, that Krishna has come. I am talking with him, he is joking with me, he is doing bilash with me. But at once, when it goes away, that is purti, then she begins to lament. This is called spurti. In this sambhog is sankirna. Sankirna means very little. And in swapna, something more. Not like Spurti, more than Spurti. And in direct meeting, Samvardhaman, Sambhav, better kind of Sambhav comes. Here she is telling that I am not qualified that in Spurti it will come, because Spurti comes in higher stages of bhakti, sadhak bhakti. But I am not like so. So, can you be so much pleased to give a dream, and in dream, swapna, will you keep your that lotus feet, that having that parag of Srimati Raj, of your in Krishna, and from Krishna it came to your feet, and that feet should be kept on my head, so that my head will be uttamanga. If your this thing, this parag is not I am getting, my this head is what?
Bogus.
Bogus. No use. As Gopis tells that anyone's eyes are sarthak.
Successful.
If anyone can see Krishna Mukharvinda, laughing something,
smiling,
playing on flute, eyes towards any seeking, crooked, and this is also crooked, everything is crooked, and she sings, especially back behind of Baladev. Baladev is so far away, and he is going with so many cows and friends. And he is watching towards Krishna, seeing towards Radhika and Gopis. Gopis are looking, crooked towards Krishna. More than this, if Radha and Krishna are together, seeing each other, if anyone see Krishna and Radha both at a time, these eyes are successful. In like manner, anyone's head is bogus. If Radhika's this parak does not comes here, so what to do? A loss. And she is weeping and rolling. O Devi, you are Sumukhi. Your husband is in, husband not, your Piyatam is in your control. Now you can give anything. So I am praying for this, that you should give me, so that my head will be soft. Mama Sartha Nama, Kada Mama Sartha Nama. It has meaning that my head will be sartha. Sartha means
successful.
If we take explanation that having this, my head will be uttamanga. Uttamanga?
The highest part of the body.
Body. And then my name, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, will be sarthak. How? Because my name is Rati Manjari. Rati means Bilas. So many kinds of Bilas Rati. Not here first class of Bhav. Anurag and all after that. Bhav Mahabhav, that is Rati. So my this name, when Radhika is Rati towards Krishna, is called Rati here. So that my name mane Rati Manjari means Manjari mane Shobha of Rati, of Radhika Rati. So my name will be Sarthak. Otherwise name is no Sarthak. So, this should be added first. And then, this is all right.
Maharaj, you said that the dream is higher than the sporty. And yet, on the other hand, you're saying that I'm not qualified for sporty, but give me the dream.
When I was telling, I thought that you may have this question. But here he is telling as an ordinary thing. It is for the Siddha, three categories. First Sphurti, then
Swapna,
and then
Shakshat.
But in Sadhaka stage, we cannot have Sphurti at first. We see that so many persons are dreaming that Krishna or Vrindavan or Gurudev or it can come easily. Sphurti when come? When we are deeply
in separation.
Separation deeply Wo kya kahte hai? Tadatma. But tadatma is not so easy thing. So here I have told like in this mood for a sadhakji. Dream may come then and then.
Can tadatma come before bhava or does it come at bhava? Tadatma.
Tadatma?
Does it come before bhava?
In tadatma sphurti comes. Bhavavastha ke bhavavastha mein. In bhavavastha. A sadhak having all these things bhava, then sphurti can come. And in swapna also. I have told that, it has been told that in Ujjalinmani, that in swapna, four kinds of meetings can be come. In sphurti, in swapna, and in direct meeting. All kinds of Sankirna Sambhog, Sankshipta Samrdha Sambhog, and Pratichhad jo badhta jata hai, Samriddhaman Sambhog. Four kinds of may come. In also Sphurti, in also dream, in also it depends on Sadhak or Siddha, Siddha's mood. Thus, today, finish. I heard that it has come so beautiful.
He did not finish.
Finished.
No,
finished.
There's more to read.
Oh, more to read. Then, you'll have to cut something. What?
So the red lac was mixed with the kumkum from the heart of Krishna, which had come from Srimati Radhika. So this reddish thing, kumkum, mixed with the red lac, was on the head of Krishna. And this color...
On head of Krishna?
Yeah.
Cut it. I've explained like this in other shloka. It may be bad, but it has come from here. Of Krishna. Krishna has taken it here, also
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
But here no need.
Okay.
Because and here explaining that Parag came in feet of Radhika and from there to Rati Manjari's head.
Yeah. But you mentioned it that the kumkum came from the heart of Krishna. Which came from Srimati Radhika.
At first it was in Radhika, as I told.
So if we change it, instead of head it should be heart.
Make a correction and then.
And this color, when Radhika kicked Tulsi Manjari, came as a stamp on her forehead. Tulsi Mandri looked in the mirror, but at once he came in sense and he was loudly weeping. It is very rare for Krishna, and what to speak of others like Brahma, Shuka, Narada, and all to have this thing. And at that time I got this reddish stamp from Srimati Radhika on my forehead. Now he is lamenting and remembering, O Sumukhi, O Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her.
That explanation should be given and this should be cut out. Otherwise it will be two times. Repetition. Anything should not become in repetition.
Oh Sumukhi, what can I tell you? How beautiful you are. I'm praying that what you speak of directly. In dream I want that too. And if I will have occasion to have that reddish thing from your feet on my head, then my head will be Uttamanga, the top part of my body. So her head is only going to be Uttamanga if Srimati Radhika will give some color from her feet there. Only then it will be Uttamanga and meaningful.
I have told also a second meaning. Not remembering?
Yes. Now when he has come down from his internal consciousness, he has stopped seeing this pastime and he is now lamenting, rolling on the bank of Radhakunda, saying, O Sumukhi, swapne api, what to speak of directly, even in dream I want that you keep your lotus feet on my head and put this red thing on my head. Charanam bhujata, your lotus feet. Rajata parada natavasa. The dust particles, pollen of lotus in parada. So her lotus feet is lotus, and parada means the red lap. Vibhushanena, it will be my decoration. Sobham, and it will be so much beautiful. Param achitaram, extremely. Aho radike, vibrad bhavishyati tada mama sarthamama. Having this ornament that is parada, I will think that my head is now sarthamama, meaningful, and it will be uttamanga. Otherwise, it is not uttamanga.
Very good. But now compiling both,
yes,
and we're make
to
a very.
Shanti does the initial, and then Maharaj suggests that Alwana, who's coming here, who has edited Premananda's books. But if you have another idea, you can
go. Requires a good edit.
It has been finished?
There's some more. Huh?
Only questions and answers.
Oh, then. Very good.
Maharaj, you always speak about bhajan and we repeat, but what is the exact definition of bhajan?
I don't know. Always to like these things. Remembering no worldly things. Always remembering all these things, weeping, heart melting. Seeing anything, I am seeing Tulasi and at once I will remember Vrindavan. A flower here, at once I should remember the flowers of Vrindavan. Krishna and Srimati Radhika is taking them, making them garlands and giving them each other. If I will see water, I will at once remind the water of Jamuna. And then Krishna and all gopis are what doing? Playing there. So many times. Always. What is the time now? What Krishna is doing? What Krishna pastimes is going on? Where is Krishna? What he is doing? Always this. No management, nothing. No hearing. No worldly this, no sense of body. Where I am, what I am, nothing. Only this. जैसे भजन लाइक रूप रघुनाथ, रूप रघुनाथ पदे रहु मोर आस प्रार्थना करे सदा तुम्हारास। You should not come more, otherwise you will be drowned in these things and you cannot serve as you are serving.
Oh, beautiful one.
Beautiful?
Beautiful one.
One.
Is Kalyani. Mm. Oh, beautiful one. When will the sound of your ankle bells sprinkling drops from an ocean of nectar cure my deafness?
That is. No explanation, nothing? Should I speak in Hindi? But English, how can I speak?
Every other time you speak in English.
Hmm? But you are writing many books in English.
You are doing all this. I'm speaking Hindi and you are doing. I'm speaking and he's coloring. She is coloring. The mood is so what? Grave.
Deep.
In last slope. He prayed Srimati Radhika that I'm so wretched, I'm so dinhin. I cannot serve you bodily, in sakshat. Sakshat means
direct.
So I pray you that in sphurti or in swapna, dream, I may serve you. What service? What service?
Doing the foot lap.
That my best anga, parts of the body, is head. If your charan, lotus feet's dust, like parag, from your lotus feet, my head should have that, will be decorated by that parag. So in my sleep, in my dream, if it comes, even in dream, then I will think that my head is successful, to have my head. And it came from a sphurti, and sphurti I have told. Now he was rolling, when it gone, this mood went on, then he is praying this thing, that the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika should come on my head. And for this he was weeping and rolling on the bank of Radhakund. It went on some time. After that, he heard something. He heard the sounds of Hansa, you know?
Swan.
Swimming in the Radhakund. And they were singing in their voice, and it seems that the sound of ankle belt. Kalkal raras they are doing. And he at once became astonished, Ascharya Janam, that what he is hearing. And his mood was changed at once. And he again went in Sphurti and said that Ras was going and lakhs and lakhs of gopis are dancing with Krishna. Radha and Krishna are dancing in the middle. So fast. Krishna was playing on flute. So sweet melody of flute. Srimati Radhika with other gopis dancing. They have anklet in their feet. Angreji to thoda nahi samajhti. Jao. So, Srimati Radhika was dancing in so sweet mood that at the time of dancing, Ankle was also singing,
ringing.
Sometimes it seemed that Srimati Radhika was twisted in, twisted means?
Bent
and in two pieces. Here, like this. And the sound of
Uncle Bell
and the melody of that fate flute were in same melody. It made Srimati Radhika dance so sweet and to sing, and also to Krishna so sweet on in that sound of bansi. She was dancing and anklet were twinkling, and upon the sweet voice of anklet's sound, Krishna was playing on the floor. Both were so happy. Rup Goswami has told somewhat anywhere about this. Srimad Bhagavat also this mood of bansi has been Purna Pulinda Urga Kastriya Kalpadayat Benu Gita. Benu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Prayatra Lokyam Aspandanam Gatimatang Lokasna Sobhag Sobhagamadam Kastriyam Kalpatayat Benu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Prayatra Lokyam. इसके बाद जरा बाहर कर I'm telling what I'm... Yeah? सम्मोहितार जो चल जरा कहो जो से जरा धीरे धीरे बजाएं और धीरे धीरे गाएं ते कल्पाय दायत वेणुगीता सम्मोहितार चरिता न चलेत त्रैलोक्यम त्रैलोक सौभगम इदंच निरक्ष रूपम जद्गो द्रुज द्रुम मृगा कुलकान्न विभ्रन 10, 29, 40 श्लोक का स्त्रियंग ते कल्पदायत हियर गोपीज आर टेलिंग टू कृष्णा व्हेन कृष्णा के टोल्ड दैट स्वागत टू यू वेलकम टू यू यू हैव कम कंफर्टेबली हियर व्हाट शुड आई डू फॉर यू Now you have seen me, now you should return. And the duties of a chaste wife to serve her husband in any way, whether he is rich or poor, he is lame or anything, he should be served by his wife. Otherwise, to leave her husband and to go to another person. By this, his... It is very sinful act for that lady. In this world and also in other world. So, he should return. And he gave so many instances and so many tark yukti logic. Then gopis are replying to Krishna that by giving this instruction to us, you are our guru, and guru should be served first, then anyone. And if Guru is not taking service, in a seva, then it is fault of Guru. He should take. Because you are God, you have told, and you are giving instruction to us, and you have told that je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamna. So you should also, we are serving you, you should also serve us. Otherwise, you will have to be in fault. No? Also, you have told, sarvadharmana pratyajyamam ekam saranam braja. So we have, by giving up all these dharms, we have come to you. So you should
reciprocate.
Otherwise,
you're going against your own words.
So you should हम लोगों को ग्रहण करें. Accept us and accept our services. But if you are denying this, then we are bound to tell you that it is your fault that we have come here. You have called us by your sweet melody and by your sweet words and sweet face. Why you have showed your so most beautiful
face,
more sweet and more saundarjasali, beautiful, then Narayan and all others, Ram, even. And you are playing on flute and coming so beautiful, beautiful
sound
with avaroha and aroha.
Descending
and with so karuna swar. So we came like deers hearing any sweet voice. So you have called us. And when we came, we saw your this face, beautiful face. Now you are going telling that you should return. How we can return? You have taken our heart by your beautiful face and beautiful sweet melody of your Venu. We cannot go. What to tell? We are gopis. Your same gotra.
Family.
We have right on this. But we see that in whole world, anyone cannot stand on their dharma. We will see your face, beautiful face, and hear this melody, beautiful, sweet melody of your flute. If go means all kinds of animal having four legs. In this, go means cows, heron means deers, or even calves, bulls, so many animals. But in this, prominent is cows. Are cows, calves, and all these things. Go. Dvija. Dvija means birds who have two feathers, having two feathers. And Dhruma. Trees, creepers, bamboo, and all other things. Mriga.
Animals
again. In this, deers. Pulkanya Vibram, they live their swabhav, nature, and their nature becomes opposite. Go, it runs and go, walk, but it becomes
stung.
Stung. They cannot move. They do like this. Their
ears become cups.
Like and a stone, they become a stand. They have grasses in their mouth. What I was telling. Dvija, they fly, but they become like a stone. No movement, eyes shut up. The ears, hearing sounds, only. Dhruma, sthavar. No moving, but they became like moving. Their branches came down, and they became pulakita. Pulakita means flowers
blooming.
And asru, tears coming from trees. Madhudhara, honey. As if they are moving, and they are weeping, and they are have pulak and all these things. Mriga, they see a person and they, by fear they fly away. They run away. But here, they came to Krishna with their wives, Mriga. Their wives were forward and husband, Okishar, Krishnasar. Following that, their wives, both are singing towards Krishna and hearing the so melody tune of Veena, Venu. And by their eyes, they are offering their hearts in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Pulakana Bibran, Bibran means a Romancha, Pulak Romancha, Asu, all these things. So they have
reversed
themselves. Their modes were these. So we are first a female. In female, we are Kishori age. And in Kishori, we are gopis, very near and dear to Krishna, very soft and sweet hearts. So by hearing and by hearing the melody and seeing your face, we have turned our dharma modes. So it is not a strange. If all these can change their modes, how can we not? So we cannot go. So first let our hearts give us return, and my mood should be changed. It is your fault that you have come with so beautiful face and
sound.
So here, it has been told here about Bansi, what she does. In Srimad Bhagavata or in Jayadev or in other Goswami books, it has been written that by hearing the sound of Bansi of Krishna, Jamuna stops his going, running. Pathar, stones, and pahar, mountains, stones. But it becomes like water, like melting. So everything changes their moods by this. When Krishna cannot please gopis, their man is not going. At last, his every efforts are fails. Then only by taking his suit and sings so beautifully in that, their man melts, and they goes to Krishna and hear the melody and see the face. No man, nothing. And that is why there was no work of Bansi, so he did not take it to Dwarka. Only by threatening, their man goes away. So in Dwarka, he did not take. So this flute does a strange and beautiful what services to Krishna. So here, dhvasta brahma maral kujit bharai urjeshwarir nupura kvani Rujita Vaibha, mane this is Utkalka Ballari 29. Also, in so many books, the effect of the Bansi and effect of this face has been
described.
So here, she is telling that like this, the tune of the ankle belt of Sri Radhika is more than that bansi. When Krishna sees this and hears it, from very far away he comes, like gopis come to Krishna and all the animals and all. Also by this, Krishna comes to Srimati Radhika. So he saw that Krishna float and the ankle belt of Srimati Radhika. Where? What?
Playing on the same tune, in harmony.
Yeah. When Srimati Radhika was dancing on the float of Krishna, one ankle came out and it went so far away. And his, the rashi, the rope in which it is
tied,
given,
tied together.
But toot gaya, broken. And anklets were gone here and here. Then Srimati Radhika dancing became a stop. And her dancing, when it stopped, Krishna floating was stopped. And when his flute was stopped, then Srimati Radhika stopped. First Radhika stopped dancing, his flute was stopped, and all dance of all gopis were also stopped. At once everything was stopped. He shot towards she, Srimati Radhika, shot towards this Manjari. Rati Manjari, Rati Atulasi. And she ran to gather these anklets. When she went there and began to
pick up,
but nothing was in her hand. And she saw no anklet, no Radha, no Krishna, no Ras, nothing. He came in
Bahya
Dasa. Now she is weeping, but that she is there. Where is Radhika? Where is his order that she ordered me to bring and collect all these things? And she became like faint, rolling again. Then she is praying, "Oh Srimati Radhike, you are like, your mercy is like ocean, endless. And your beauty is also like ocean. And the sound of your ankle bell is also so sweet and full of rasa as ocean, endless ocean. And by this, in this ocean, Krishna is
drowning
by hearing this. You should be merciful to me. In that sound, Krishna may drown part of all other persons. Now you should be so merciful to me, so that your, I am not hearing the sounds of your nupur and also the sound of sweet bansi. So I now want to hear. That sound is like ocean of rasa. So you should give it in my
ear.
So that I may hear. Because your dancing and the rush with Krishna is always going on, but I am not hearing. Especially in Radha Kund, always sweet sound of Bansi and Nupur Dhvani always going on. But now I am not hearing. I think that my ear has some defect and I have become deaf. So if you give a drop of medicine, that is that rush of your charan belt, ankle belt, it will go in my ear. Then again it will be pure and I will hear. So I am not hearing now. So please be merciful. Give that medicine in my ear. So when I will hear that sound? So in his sakhi bhav, he has participated in that rash and serving Radha Krishna, especially Srimati Radhika. And now in Raganuga, a sadhak follows gopi. Now he is following Rakhi Manjari life and wants that her saubhagya should come to me. I'll be thinking and thinking. He becomes a tadatma and he prays for that. So we should also pray like him, that when our deafness will come, go out and we can hear, and our this blindness shall go. How it will go? If Srimati Radhika will have mercy upon us and show her beautiful face in lotus feet, then this blindness will go. So we should always pray like that. Thus,
so what is the correct meaning of Kalyani?
Kalyani means merciful, mercy, having mercy. Those who do mangal, you know?
Auspicious.
Kalyani. Those who do kalyan.
Welfare.
And she is also kalyani, having kalyan. What is the kalyani? Kalyan. You can give me your mercy so that I may serve you. Like in that mood, you are always serving Krishna, so you are Kalyani. And I want a very little bit of that thing in my heart. So you can do easily. This is Kalyani. Kalyani means not beautiful.
Maharaj, when the gopis quoted the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had not yet spoken the Bhagavad Gita.
They had heard from Katyayani and Jogmaya and from others that in next birth, before birth, what?
Past birth,
he has told this thing. And he is telling that I am the same like that. But we don't believe it.
Also, you said in Dwarka, there's no need of the flute because he gets rid of the mind by what?
I will get you out from my palace. This threatening makes them to leave their mind. But here, no threatening in Vrindavan. They will threaten to Krishna.
God.
Okay. What about picture?
It's coming slowly.
Gaur Nityananda will go in Mathura town for the occasion of
Janmashtami.
Janmashtami. and he will be with ISKCON Kirtan party. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will lead Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and Nityananda Prabhu with him, and then all the ISKCON leaders. You have gone to
where?
Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math.
I went there after speaking with you.
Report.
When I'm painting the gopis, I know who the gopis are. In the Gaura Thai, there are so many Kirtaniyas. Can I think who they are?
You can do. Like Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar, myself also, Giriraj Maharaj also, you also, Aditya also, or Gadadhar Pandit Bhakreshwar, Haridas Thakur, all they should do it.
Srivas Thakur also?
Advaita Acharya, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Does Gadadhar wear any particular color clothing? Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Does he wear...
Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, age, face and all everything.
What about the color of the clothing?
Clothing? You may...
Light?
White, light white or light gulabi.